This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The ACLU has filed a temporary restraining order to try to force the governor to take steps to reduce the prison population in the pandemic. Corrections officials say four inmates died over the last week after testing positive for COVID-19. They were all over the age of 60. Officials say 11% of Colorado inmates have coronavirus and 11 have died since the pandemic began. Officials say they're using rapid tests and face masks in their facilities to slow the spread. State officials have shut down several funeral homes and crematories in Leadville and Gibson, owned by Lake County Coroner Shannon Kent. The Denver Post reports authorities found abandoned, unrefrigerated, and unlabeled remains at those facilities. Kent is banned from performing funeral services in the state. A survey has found that nearly one-third of skiers might not go to the slopes this year. They might skip it. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
Three themes emerged among Coloradans hesitant to ski or snowboard this year: concern that others won't follow COVID-19 health and safety guidelines, frustration with resort reservation systems, and lost hours or income. Still, an overwhelming majority of respondents, more than 70%, feel safety procedures will be effective on the mountain. The survey polled 788 adults in mid-November. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
It is a cold day around Colorado. You're listening to CPR News.